Hello, everybody. This is Chuck with CyberSmart Web Marketing Solutions, and I'd just like to talk a little bit about using WordPress for your business website and some of the different options. The first option, and many people have seen the advertisements on TV where a free 30-day trial, and you can easily upload your photographs, and they have preformed templates, and then after the 30 days, you pay $4.95 a month, and you build a website. There's many other options of free websites and all kinds of things like that. And basically the truth is that those types of websites and those types of hosting services, you stand very, very little chance of ever showing up in search engines with those types of platforms. So that's one whole category of a type of website that you can build for your business. The next option is spending thousands of dollars, 3, 5, 6, 8, you know, on up, to have a web development company build you a custom website. Some of my clients that I have now had previously had spent that type of money and didn't get as much success as they thought they would. They had a nice website, or what they thought was a nice website, but the only traffic that they were getting was from their paid Google ads. So not only did they pay thousands of dollars for a website, but they also had high monthly bills with Google AdSense just to get people to the website. So that's another option, and a lot of business people find themselves in that situation. And then there's the butcher to baker and a candlestick maker, the average guy out there starting a small business, guy or gal, and you don't have $3,000 to build a website. So the other option is using WordPress. Now, what WordPress is, WordPress has been around a long time. In cyber years, it's ancient, okay? Why this is good, I like things that fit together. I love it when a hand fits inside a glove nicely. And what we're trying to do with this, when you're marketing your website, you're trying to get Google to list your site when people type in certain keywords that pertain to your market or your niche or your service. Google loves WordPress. WordPress has a deep footprint, shall we say. It's cut a groove in cyberspace that is easy for search engines to follow because it's been around so long. Google knows how to crawl it. There's all kinds of reasons for that. So there's one thing good that about WordPress. The other thing is that it's free. Okay, you can download this software. You're gonna have to pay for hosting. Hosting's about $100 a year. Now think about that. I had clients in the past who were paying $2,500 a year for a telephone book ad and all these advertisements that added up to thousands and thousands of dollars a year and hardly got any calls. Unless you own a pizza parlor, phone books are going out and the websites are where it's at. So for $100 a year, you can have hosting service. And if you use Bluehost like I do, you can have unlimited websites if you wanted to make more websites for whatever purposes. So the investment is about $100 for your hosting service, and then you pay another $10 for your domain name, okay, your URL, your web address. Then if you want, everything is free. There's thousands of free themes. If you're on CyberSmart right now, the web layout that you see is a theme, and there's literally, I think, a couple thousand different themes that are free that you just download them and then upload them onto your server and activate them with inside WordPress. The other thing about WordPress is that it has a lot of easy-to-install plugins that, in the past, if you wanted to do things to your website, you had to know HTML code and other kinds of code to make changes and functions to your website. Well, today, there's so many free plugins out there. There's so many functions that you can add just by installing and clicking a few buttons to install a plugin, whether it's for playing videos or like I'm doing right now with this podcasting. It's just really, really endless, and it's all free. Now, if you wanted to spend some money using WordPress, and I recommend you do this because you're saving a ton of money just by using it, is to go ahead and get a pro theme. I use iThemes. I have a Flex series that I bought from them. You can get individual themes. Are about $79 a piece. They're outstanding. They're incredible. You can change your layout so easy, move your sidebars around. All kinds of things that you can do with a theme like that. But you can use the free ones. They're good to use as well. You might find something that's perfect. I'm helping some people build a flooring website here in Chicago. They're doing most of it. I'm just kind of instructing them a little bit. And they found a great free theme that actually had a wood floor behind for a background. So you never know what you find for free that could work just fine. Now, let's say that you're somebody that is a do-it-yourselfer. There's all kinds of free tutorials, and not just on my site, if you go on YouTube, and there's just all kinds of free information on how to do certain things in WordPress, how to do the plugins, everything. There's just a lot of free resources out there for that. If you didn't want to mess with the install and activating the plugins and doing the cleanup of WordPress, there's a lot of things that need to do to set it up correctly. And if you didn't want to do that, you could hire someone like me for $250. I'll get your theme, have all your tags and your keywords, and get all that set up for you. And then you can add your own photographs and your content and stuff like that, which is very easy if you use Facebook or Gmail or Yahoo, if you know how to use those applications. With a little bit of time, you can learn how to use WordPress. WordPress is very cyber smart for the small business owner today for those reasons. Now, I'd like to give a couple of pointers about how do you get people to your website once you have it up. And if you're in a local market like Chicago or Detroit or you know, Houston, wherever, and you're not, you know, if you're a carpenter or a drywaller or you have a auto shop or whatever it may be that's a stationary place and you're not really trying to rank your website, you know, out of state or out of country or anything like that, and you're trying to focus on a local area, you can learn some techniques that are very, very powerful, and especially in a local area that's a lot easier to rank for. Someone like me that's familiar with this stuff, you know, I could do a Google search on your keyword phrase and look around and be able to tell what the competition looks like. You know, how hard is it going to be to get your website to list on the top of Google? Usually it's a matter of just having more content than them. You might notice if you go to a website, it has mostly just photographs and very little words. Well, if I see something like that, I know that in time that I will be able to beat that website out. Looking at their title tags, looking at their meta tags, stuff like that, analyzing the competition determines how much force you need to apply to get your website listed. The other thing about WordPress is you get a homepage, like if you're on CyberSmart, I have this set up where I have a static homepage like your normal website would be, as you would normally think of a website. Okay, some people think, should I get a website or a blog? Well, with WordPress, you're going to get both. You're going to get the front page, you know, like a normal website, and you can make other pages. But you also get a blog for daily updates or advertisements of your latest work that you're done or a sale that you're offering or something like that. And these then are used in the marketing campaign to try to get listed. We're trying to have more content and unique content and useful content, and Google is going to places higher than other websites. Usually this can be done fairly quickly, really, with some good techniques. Some of those techniques, I'll just give you a few. Whenever you have your main website, it's a good idea to go get what I call satellite sites. Now, this is if competition is stiff. You know, some keywords are hard. There might be millions of people contending for the front page. So there's a couple things that you can do. One of them is creating a couple satellite sites. And what I do is I go to the free end of WordPress where it's hosted by WordPress, and you can't have advertisements and there's a lot of restrictions. But really what I'm trying to do with this isn't really to advertise. I'm trying to build inbound links to my main site that I'm trying to get to rank. So I get one of those, and I also get a blogger. And as I'm doing my daily work, if you're surfing the web and you find a good article on your topic or your market, this would be something that I would post on a satellite site to start to create content on these satellite sites. And of course, the satellite site has a main link back to the main site. And then also every once in a while you do a post about your main site on these satellite sites. And that's a good way to develop traffic and inbound links. That's one thing to do. The other powerful thing to do is to set up a YouTube video account and make some YouTube videos. There's a lot of free software that you can download. It takes some time to figure out how to use it and stuff like that, but you can make, you know, the average business, if you had two or three videos, like my roofing site, for example, if you're on YouTube and you type in Chicago roof, well, I have three videos. I got the top video, I got the middle video, and I got the bottom video. I only made three videos, and they're all on the front page. And those have brought me a lot of traffic to my roofing website, and it's also helped my rankings as well with Google. So video is another way. Then, of course, there's the 2.0s with the Twitters and the digs and all that kind of stuff. Now, that sounds like a lot. And the thing to keep in mind is, again, this is all based off the competition. I have a tree service website that I run for a gentleman here. And I don't charge very much for that because I was able to get that site to list very, very easily. It was just, I think, a matter of a week. And we were starting to show up under multiple keyword phrases for his local area. So we didn't have to start any satellite blogs or YouTube videos or anything like that. We just have some fresh content about once a month or so and keep it fresh. And he maintains great listings because that's all the force that he needed to apply. Each business is going to be different and each area is going to be different depending on the competition. So yeah, those are the three choices. You can get one of them cheap, easy to use websites from various places. I don't recommend doing that. You can pay thousands and thousands of dollars to a web designer. And again, there's no guarantee that you're going to have any listings because a web designer and a web developer are two different things. That's another choice. Or you can build your own WordPress website and pay a little bit of money for some tutorials and some themes and some stuff like that and have a very, very high-powered cybersmart website. Be sure to pick up my RSS feed. And thanks for coming to CyberSmart.